ma'am.
Floor is yours.
Oh, great.
Good morning. You know, I'm kind of accustomed to seeing all your faces because, you know, when we sit up in the choir loft, we do have the honor of looking at all your faces in the morning, on Sunday morning, and I like it, but I like seeing you all around here too. So the scriptures that I have chosen for today are up on the board, in the up on the PowerPoint. It's Genesis 1, 29 to 31. Then God said, I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food, to all animals and all birds, everything that moves and breathes. I give whatever grows out of the ground for food. God looked over everything he had made. It was so good, so very good. It was evening, it was morning, day six. And from Galatians 5, 13 to 14.
Is that where we are?
That we are. Thank you, Jen. It is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. I think we say this is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, you can breathe easy. It's only going to take a couple minutes. I have a lot to say, of course, but I won't share it all with you this morning. It's so good to see each and every one of you, and I sure hope you're enjoying the everything about this morning, the shared food, the fresh flowers and produce. Maybe you have an eggplant on your table or some beloved okra. You all have little basil sprigs that you can take home with you and do with as you wish. The company of good friends. I'm bringing a short but joyous message this morning, a message about growth and growing, about serving and being served, about loving others as you love yourself, about freedom. In preparation for today, I tried really hard to recall exactly where the idea of a community garden came to me. I really couldn't remember the exact moment. Some of you know my story and you know how clearly the Holy Spirit speaks to me. I can remember a point in time. But I couldn't quite recall this exact day when this whole notion of a community garden came to me. But it's been with me for a long time, before I retired. Maybe five or more years. It was a seed of an idea planted in me by the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful that my heart was fertile soil, just as Nick said. My heart was fertile soil when the seed was planted. And then, of course, the idea had to be nurtured. You can't just plant it and expect something to happen. So things like patience, waiting for the right time, learning about gardening and what is a community garden, and prayer. At the time I retired from full-time work in December of 2016, I knew that I'd been given a healthy body, a sound mind, and a generous heart. And that I was expected to put all I'd been given to good use. This good use, this love in action, this agape, something I do, not feel, placing the needs of my neighbor in the forefront of my thoughts and my moral choices. And for those of you who went to Presbyterian Women on Monday, that should sound very familiar, because that's a direct quote from the study called Love Carved in Stone. And so in early 2017, we had our first planning meeting for the community garden, and we put love into action in February of 2018. We had to design or lay out the best place to have the garden. We had to prepare the soil, right? We had to rip up the grass and tear up the soil. We had to build the raised beds, and we had to fill those beds with fertile soil, planting seeds and plants. I think you can see a theme here, right? Imagination, preparation, action, and then it starts all over again. The name Let Us Feed You reflects not just a vegetable garden. It's intended to feed anyone with nourishment for growth. Physical growth, like the children. Spiritual growth, like all of us. Emotional support. We reap what we sow. So we sow seeds planted in fertile soil, like your heart and the dirt in the garden, in order to reap a bountiful harvest. Plenty to share. Here's a poem. It's cute. You'll like it. Let us give thanks for generous friends with hearts as big as Hubbard's and smiles as bright as their blossoms. For feisty friends as tart as apples. For continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us we had them. For crotchety friends as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible. For handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and as elegant as a row of corn. And the others, as plain as potatoes and so good for you. For friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the long winter. For old friends nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming on as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around as like tendrils and hold us despite our blights, wilts, and witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested, but who fed us in their times that we might have love, life thereafter. For all these, we give thanks. Amen.